So this picture is an example of a proposal of a community that lives along the railway line. It shows the option of re-blocking, which was agreed upon by the community. So it was agreed that families would have the same size plots, and this actually did require some of the families to make adjustments to their current plots. And this new map actually leaves the required space between the railway line and their houses. So this application was successful and they were granted land tenure. So while CEDT's main focus is on mapping, they're also providing other support to the communities as well. EWB and CEDT have started a low-cost housing and design solutions project to help people upgrade their current living conditions. And recently CEDT also ran an exchange visit which was very successful, and that was where they brought community members who were working with their communities in Phnom Penh to do the mapping and create these proposals. They took them to Battambang to meet with the leaders who were dealing with the same issues there, and there was lots of learning about how each group is approaching the problems. So there's communities face considerable challenges when negotiating land tenure. So I just want to focus on a couple of these. The first is that the state land maps records often don't provide clear information about the boundaries of state and privately owned land. So this can make negotiation quite difficult, but it's also a great opportunity for communities and for CEDT to play an official role in marking out the land and the boundaries. Another significant challenge is the timeframes. So some communities have waited as long as five years to receive a response from the government after submitting their proposal. Now this is very serious because the information they provide is not necessarily accurate 5 years later. People move, they provide all the demographic information of how many houses there are and how many people are living in each house. And after 5 years, they actually have to go back again and collect all the data again. And a third challenge is that the plans that the government are making for the cities are being developed without consideration for informal communities, and this is mostly because the communities are not, without the mapping and all that, they're actually not visible to the government. So an example of this is that there's plans for a new, for an expansion of a road to be 15 metres wide, and there's been no consideration so far for the people that are living alongside this road. So when these future plans are implemented, there's going to be conflict over that land. So I just wanted to talk about some of the achievements that CEDT's had. So all the communities that CEDT works with are now informed of their legal conditions in terms of land security and how they can use Circular 3 to put together proposals for the government. All nine communities in Battambang have produced hand-drawn maps, and these have been converted to GIS maps. And that includes the spatial mapping and the information received from surveys. One community, which was the one we looked at before, was approved for on-site upgrading under a social land concession, and they're waiting now to receive formal notification from the local authorities. Two communities have agreed, produced and submitted future housing resolution proposals to the municipality. Four communities are in the process of developing their future housing resolution proposal. And CEDT has developed a strong relationship with the different municipalities. So this is significant because it's this relationship and this respect that they've been that has led the the municipalities to being open to accepting community housing resolution proposals and on-site upgrading for their communities. Like I said, I'm presenting on behalf of Johanna. So she's just asked that I share her contact details with you. And if you do have any questions, we'll be collecting the questions, or you can email them to Johanna and she'll be putting them in the report that will be distributed. Also, if you're interested in more information, she has put together a report which is printed and it's at the back. So this has just more depth of the things that I've been discussing. Thank you.